Hey, welcome back. Season 3. Man, I'm excited. Got some special guests coming up. Got some awesome stories coming up. And got some fantastic lessons coming up. Really appreciate everyone joining me along this journey. And without further ado, here we go.
Yo. What up, devs? Welcome back for another episode of the Coding Like Podcast. Super excited to have you guys back with us for another week. And got a pretty, a pretty interesting topic. I haven't discussed yet. I think it's definitely useful. Some tactics and strategies I've used as I've been, you know, preparing for my, you know, either my first dev job, you know, the promotion maybe I'm shooting for, or simply just the next role elsewhere. So just want to talk about that. Just a few things that I've done to prepare myself for, you know, that next leap and next goal, or, you know, or that first goal. So, so we dive into it. So, I think there's a couple things of doing. So let's just kind of like set up a scenario. Just say, I don't know, we're preparing for your first job. So I think the couple things that I've done over my tenure is number one, I get a deep understanding of where I want to go, and I think that's fairly important because you know, there are so many different just different roles and so many different avenues when you're looking for dev jobs. And, you know, you can just easily kind of get lost in where you're applying for everything and not necessarily being specific with one particular focus and lane you want to go in. And so once I got that nailed in, you know, I think a quick one, I start to look at the learning opportunities of how I can get there. You know, if I'm learning, if I say, okay, you know, I want to be a front end dev, you know, at Facebook, we'll use Facebook as an example going through this. I want to be a front end dev at Facebook. And so, you know, what I tend to do is a couple of things. I will look at job postings at Facebook and see, you know, what their job postings are listed as, like the dev stack that, you know, that they want you to know, coming in. And so that, you know, granted, that's not always the, you know, most, we call it accurate, but where is she going to go? You know, so you just kind of got to like take their, you know, their word for it, that it's pretty accurate what they want you to know. And so I think the next thing, and I'm gonna walk back through these two as well. I think the next thing that I do is once I say, you know, obviously at Facebook you want to be front end dev, it'll be React. And so once I have that, then I look for, you know, learning resources where I can learn that. And so, you know, I'll be looking at things like Egghead. You know, I'll be looking at things like Front End Masters, you know, Jeff McGinnis. I'll be looking at different resources, you know, like that to learn from and where I can really grasp at and also build projects and stuff. And so once I have my learning, kind of like what I need to learn, what I need to know, the quick thing that I do also is I try to find somebody who's there, you know, I try to connect with somebody, and that, yeah, of course that can be tough. You know, you may have a friend, a college buddy, roommate, coworker, like whatever. But if you don't, you know, here's what I do. Well, actually we'll come back to that. So once I found that individual, I don't even ask them. I just kind of like make them my go-to person or my mentor, you know, whatever it may be. I don't even ask. I just like, okay, hey, you know, and most people are just willing to help, you know, as long as there's a correct way to go about it. And so that's it. Yeah, we'll talk. We'll review that too. You know, and so, yeah, I started to kind of go through those processes. You know, when I'm looking for that next role. So just revamp real quick. The first thing I do is I get a deep understanding of, you know, where I want to go, the promotion I want to get, the role I want to be in, whatever it may be. And then I get, you know, very specific on the learning opportunities. So what are they requiring for me to know? Well, you know, what do I need to know? And then third, I start to, you know, basically create a learning path for myself. And so create a learning path for myself, you know, from A to Z, things I need to know, projects I need to build, you know, to show the employer that I'm capable of doing the job. And then lastly, connecting with an individual who's at the company I want to go for, you know, or at the role and stuff, you know, who's been there, done that, you know, I want to go for. So kind of, you know, walking backwards. So with the first thing, acknowledging where you want to go, I think that's probably the most important one, you know, and what you want to do. You know, and being very, very specific about it. And so, like I said, I'm gonna use Facebook as an example again. So, you know, I get very specific, and so this is what I do too. I will write that down as a goal, and when I want it to happen too, you know, and so I will write down, you know, I'm a person of faith, so I will write down a couple of scriptures, like on a flashcard, in front of a flashcard, and say, you know, if I need strength throughout this journey, I write down a scripture for that. If I need focus throughout this journey, I write down a scripture for that. And then on the back of the card, I will write, I will be a front-end developer at Facebook by the end of 2020, making X amount of dollars. Like, I get very specific with it. And so what I do with that flashcard, I put it somewhere where I have to see it. And for me, I will read that card 3 to 5 times a day. And so what that does for me, it can consistently realigns my focus. You know, it's so easy as you're self-learning to get sidetracked, because you may see, I don't know, you may be, you know, in a course, and then all of a sudden some article popped up on LinkedIn. This person learned this course on back end, and now he or she is making $300,000 a year, you know, total compensation, you know. So he's like, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna go over here. I'm gonna go learn this, you know. And it's so easy to do that, because it's always, you know, bright and shiny things parallel to us, you know, as we're going through our journey. And so I think, that's what I do. I get very, very specific. I write it down as a goal. And then I, you know, read it 3 to 5 times a day and get busy, you know, get to work. And second thing is, you know, finding that company, seeing they were required, you know, two and three probably kind of go together, but finding that company, figure out what they require. So again, if it's with Facebook, you know, they're obviously more likely than me asking for React. And then of course with among other things. And so making sure, you know, the next step with my learning path that I'm on the right path. And then third, with the learning path, this is pretty interesting, because it's really subjective, you know, because, you know, people have different learning styles, and people have favorite, you know, teachers, you know. So it's very, very tough to say, oh, this is just the best resource. I mean, the best resource would be the documentation. But, you know, the resource that you may be in, like, written or video content, you know, outside of the documentation, you know, kind of like rehashing those. I mean, that's very subjective. And so, you know, you just got multiple things, depending on what you're doing, you know, front end, back end, you know, AI, data scientists, it just, you have so many different resources, you know, per road. And so, you know, I would say, man, it's kind of hard to even recommend. It's so general. So why? I would say just like find what challenges you, but also enjoy. That's good advice. Yeah. You know, find what challenges you and, you know, and also, you know, something that you enjoy, because, you know, coding is one of those things where like literally it rips you apart every day, you know, and it can be painful. You know, and so we definitely don't need, like, I've been through a course where it's like, oh, it's just videos. You're not like reinforcing anything. You're not actually coding consistently. And it's like, oh, this feels good. I'm making progress. But, you know, are you really? And so, you know, find that course that's really going to stretch you. But, you know, that you're also enjoying, you know, because, and then too, you might have courses that stretch you, you know, and stuff, but it stretches you, really stretches you because of, you know, the teaching style or something like that. So, you know, I would say find that course, you know, or that, you know, whatever it may be that you need to learn, you know, it's going to put you in that great position. And then, I swear I'm forgetting something, but so the last thing is then, So going back to the learning path, it's been very powerful for me to create a, not only like an end goal, but like, you know, it's just kind of like that 100 days of code model, you know, the whole reason why this podcast started, you know, cause it's easy to be accountable to that, you know, so creating some type of, there you go, back to the flashcards, creating some type of, you know, some type of promise to yourself that, you know, I will code for 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, 4 hours, 5 hours a day, like whatever it may be, you know, to put myself in the best position, you know, and write that down too as a goal. And because it's so easy to, you know, we get frustrated, you know, so it's so easy to like, you know, get frustrated, walk away from it. And there's definitely times where you need to do that, but it shouldn't be over a consistent instant, you know, consistent amount of time, you know, so you shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't be doing, you know, 30, 40 minutes a day and think you're going to make some serious progress, especially, you know, if you're shooting for a company like Facebook, you know, so I would say that. And then lastly, you know, finding somebody that's either in that role, been through that role or at that company. That definitely takes work. I think the easiest is, and this is just, you know, if you're listening to this and you're not a developer, you know, of course, there may be different avenues for you. But like the easiest way I found is, you know, Twitter and LinkedIn. Preferably for me, LinkedIn has been a little bit more easier for me. You know, so LinkedIn and just reaching out to people. I've made, you know, a couple connections, you know, at these companies like that too, like the Facebooks, the, you know, the Googles, LinkedIns, just, you know, reaching out to people, you know, stuff on LinkedIn. Of course, yeah, sometimes you get a response, sometimes you don't, you know, it kind of comes with the game. And yeah, like, you know, being honest about why you're hitting them, you know, why you're hitting them up, and not just trying to like beat around the bush and be like, oh, so, you know, by the way, you want to mentor me, you know, you know, like, no, but, you know, just being honest, I think being very intentional too on building our relationship, you know, so don't make it so transactional. Where you're like, okay, I got what I need from you next, you know, definitely be a relationship, especially, you know, you never know. They may, you know, do an employee referral for you, you know, when you're ready. And so definitely build a relationship with it. Don't So here's a few things. When you have somebody at that higher level, you know, above you, that what you may be trying to shoot for, don't do this. Don't be like, hey, my code is working, and just screenshot the code, or just send them, you know, 120 lines of code. Like, hey, can you fix it? You know, oh, what's wrong here? Yeah, don't do that. And the reason you don't do that, because that's time, you know, like that. It's, and if you're doing that too, it also shows how, we'll call it, immature you are in your journey. You know, because if you're a developer, you've been, you know, coding for a while, we all know it's never that easy. And then, I mean, of course, you have those scenarios where you're like, oh, yeah, are you just a typo here, or, you know, missing semicolon, or like whatever it may be. But it's usually, it takes time to like dig in, you know, and go through this and, you know, figure out, you know, you maybe haven't updated a library or something like that. Like, you just never know. So it just takes time. Me personally, I kind of stay away from, this is me personally, if I have a person, we'll call it like mentor in my career, I kind of stay away from maybe them, like, you know, debugging and stuff my code. And the reason I say that, stay away from that, is because it's just time. You know, it just really takes time. You know, I even have a friend, you know, somebody at my level, even higher, that can kind of like, you know, get in the trenches with me. But it's just me personally, you know. But I would definitely say, definitely don't just send me your code. Like, hey, can you fix it? You know, be intentional too about building a relationship with them. You know, be very, very intentional about that. You know, develop a rapport. Be honest though. Like, hey, you know, I'm trying to get to Facebook as a front end role. You know, just wondering, can you pull me in the right direction? Or this is what I'm doing now. What are your thoughts? You know, if they're on that particular team you're trying to get to, even better. Because I've had that experience where the application, like on the application, it said they want a particular dev stack. And I talked to an engineer on the team I was trying to get to. He was like, yeah, I'm not doing none of that. It was a completely different language and everything. I'm like, oh, wow. You know, so, you know, if you're lucky enough to, you know, talk to, you know, engineer that's on that particular team, then, you know, definitely listen up and see what they're offering, and what their, you know, what their goals and stuff are. You know, actually kind of backtrack too. I think it's always good to, for me, this is what I did. I had like a handful of companies. I learned the hard way of having like 10 companies, like, oh, I want to work for these two. This is my top 10. Like, oh my goodness. Cause those 10 are going to have completely different interview processes, what they want you to do. That takes time. That was draining. So I usually boil it down to like 3 of like where I want to go and just focus ridiculously hard on those 3 and how I can get there. So, and that's my process. It's my process. Just kind of reiterating again, like I figure out where I want to go, what I want to do, what it's going to take to get there, you know, with my coding, the coding, the dev stack and stuff I need to learn, you know, being very intentional like that. And then also finding somebody to, you know, who's there, you know, finding somebody who's there. And I've been pretty successful with that. You know, finding somebody who's there. You know, I've struck out a couple of times too. But I think it's a good base. I'm not gonna say it's like, you know, this is the only thing you need to land your next, you know, job or promotion. Like, you know, it's, of course, it's multiple variables. But I do think, you know, if you're just kind of starting from, you know, no idea, I do think this definitely will help you. So, yeah. I'm excited. I would definitely love to hear some feedback. You know, my DMs are always open. You know, best way to reach me is IG. You know, or you can send a voice. Actually, I forgot about that. You can send a voice message like directly to the podcast, or just going to anchor.fm / coding life. I'll put that link in the show notes and everything too. Just shoot me a message if you want to just like, hey, I got a question about this, you know, or what do you think about this? Or that doesn't work. Have you tried this? You know, whatever it may be. So if you don't know who I am, this is your first time listening. First of all, I appreciate you being here. If you've been rocking with me, you know, this entire time, you know, definitely a special thanks to you all. So my name is Marlon, you know, Marlon Avery, Marlon.Avery on Instagram, Marlon_Avery on Instagram, on co-podcast. Co-podcast on Instagram, co_podcast on Twitter. I did not say this at the beginning of the show, which I should have, but you know, this whole podcast is sponsored by WalletClix. You know, WalletClix is a digital business card service that allows you to share the information that you care about. And so check them out. And until next time, we out.